Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Well, this is an edition of the Ask Coach Perry cycling podcast that is really going to wake you up. Thanks for joining myself, Mr. Active, David Katz, and Devlin Eden. And today's question is, well, we're looking at caffeine, something that is consumed by most people, I'd say. So, Devlin, the question basically is, how can it improve or impede your performance?
So caffeine is... basically, it's a little bit of a gray area in the sense of there's a lot of research that has been done and there just doesn't seem to be any consensus in terms of how much to take, how often to take, and when to be taking caffeine as well. We see it in cyclists especially, it's become a very popular thing to somewhere on your ride have a little coffee stop. The guys generally enjoy socializing, having a cup of coffee, get back on the bike and carry on riding. And the question has been posed to me a little bit more, is that for a social point of view, or is caffeine exactly why, the reason why everyone is stopping? So caffeine has an effect in terms of it has a glycogen sparing effect. So what happens is it stimulates the ability to break down fat instead of breaking down glycogen. So basically it allows your glycogen storage to last a little bit longer. And you have basically more energy for a bit more of a sustained period. So there definitely is a benefit to taking caffeine in that sense. So you feel that you've got a little bit more for a lot longer. There is, however, no one seems to be able to agree on the right time to take caffeine. There have been a couple of suggestions though, in the sense of taking it roughly 2 hours before an event, or whether it's training or racing. And the reason there being, so firstly, how caffeine works is it kind of almost will work in two parts on your body. So firstly, you're going to have more of a mental or a cognitive boost in terms of decision making. You feel a little bit more alert. Things sort of stand out to you a little bit easier. And then only later on will it actually have a little bit more of the physiological boost, as I mentioned, with the glycogen sparing effect and so on. So I think more importantly, if you are going to be using caffeine for those purposes, you need to test what works for you. So everyone's going to respond slightly differently. Some people might not respond to caffeine very well at all. So it is important for you to test a little bit and see how you're going to take it in. So will it be through a cappuccino in the morning, an espresso, caffeine pills, whatever it might be. How much of it to take, and also sort of the timing that will work for you. Just on a side note, and more from a personal note regarding the caffeine though. So caffeine is a legal stimulant. So I'm going to repeat that. It is legal, but there is a limit as well. So the IOC has got a limit on how much they see. So in a urinary sample, if you have anything greater than 12 milligrams per liter of caffeine, it is seen as a performance-enhancing stimulant. So there is you can actually get banned for too much caffeine in the system. And where this ties into sort of my personal feeling, I still feel it's taking shortcuts. And if you're using caffeine to help with your performance, it's basically a performance-enhancing stimulant, and it's looking for an easier way out and looking for a shortcut. So I still feel train harder. Work hard if you're structuring your training properly, and if you're staying fueled well enough so that you have a constant glycogen storage, I don't see any reason that you actually need to be taking caffeine in unless you enjoy your cup of coffee in the morning.
Well, there really is nothing like a coffee, Roy. Devlin, thank you very much. And if you would like to leave us a review and a rating on iTunes, we are giving you the chance to win a lifetime membership to the family, basically. So do go to iTunes. But from Devlin Eden and myself, Mr. Active, David Katz, we'll catch up with you next time.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.